Welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, a regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavigetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Solemnity of Pentecost, and the readings are from Cycle B.
So let's just chat a moment. They're in that upper room because they were afraid. And just think about how much of our life is lived by one fear or another. Sometimes the fear of not being good enough, smart enough, bright enough, whatever. We're just not enough. And so what's going on in our heads? We live by our stories. We live by our stories. And those stories can be given by parents, by culture, by religion, by party, by nation. And we can be very, very uncritical about it. And at times we can be very lost in it. Very lost in it. Because after a while we wonder, who am I? How often much of our life is trying to be somebody else? Who does God want you to be? Who does God want you to be but yourself? But yourself. St. Paul says, now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. How many believe that? I can't tell you how many people say, oh, the church has got too many rules. Or this or that. But it's about being free, free, free to be yourself, your true self, your best self, that unique self made and breathed out by the Spirit when you were born. Each radically unique. Free to be yourself. And yet we can run off. We can run off and try to be somebody else. Now, when I was a little small kid, fourth grade, I didn't need no stinking yo-yos until, that is, everyone else in the class had it. And then I just had to have that bloody yo-yo. It lasted as long as the string. That was it. Our desires are mimetic. Rene Girard, Stanford prof, right? Our desires are imitative. And the trouble is, after a while, you wonder who you are. 25% of graduates do not work in the field they studied. Whoa. How many lawyers never quite make it? We got a whole Congress full of ex-lawyers, right? And so the question really is, who am I really? Who am I really? God wants to breathe that true self into you, and it's all there, waiting to be liberated, waiting to be freed. Someone wrote to the Hasidic rabbi that he was deeply unhappy, and he wrote these words. I would like the rabbi's help. Rabbi, okay? I wake up each day unhappy and apprehensive. I can't concentrate. I find it hard to pray. I keep the commandments, but I find no spiritual satisfaction. I go to the synagogue, or I could say church, but I feel alone. I begin to wonder what life is about. I need help. How many of you could say that here? How many of you could say that here? Well, the Rebbe just sent the letter back. But he underlined the first word in every sentence. I. Where was that man's heart? And finally, we only know joy when we give ourselves away. And what does God want to do? He wants to give himself away. He wants to pour himself into you. And that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is gift in person. So said St. John Paul II. The gift in person. And so the real question is, when will I open myself up to that Spirit and follow the lead of it, follow the lead of it? And there's only one way of doing it, folks. Where is that quiet time, that service time, that adoration time? Where is that time when I can simply be simply before my God without judgment? And here, what was said to Jesus at his baptism, "You are my beloved, in whom I delight." He says that to each one of you. You are made in the image and likeness of God. He says it to each one of you. You are my beloved. Now the question is, when will I sit down and start to believe it? And more importantly, act it. So we call upon the Spirit to inflame these hearts, to make them come alive, to come alive with that Spirit which is indeed their best self, breathed into them, okay? Breathed into them. Each of you have gifts. We pray that you'll develop them all. But what Jesus said about himself, we can say about ourselves and your job. He read this at Nazareth from the prophet Isaiah. It was his mission statement. But if you're in Jesus, it's yours. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a jubilee year acceptable to the Lord." Keep your eye on the Lord, and he'll take care of the rest.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.